Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Somewhere the Comedian's Second Home.
Yeah.
I think it's sticking now, that title.
I'm glad we owned that.
We really owned that. Yeah. And so we've had heaps of big names.
The Comedian's Second Home. You've got big competition with Centrelink, I've got to tell you.
Oh, you know Matt O'Kine.
Matt, you've done radio before. You're not supposed to speak until we welcome you.
I don't bother with these introductions and stuff. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Welcome Matt O'Kine.
Well, I was in New Zealand and I did that and they got really annoyed. And I think it's because it just occurred to me that I was being that loud Aussie that they don't like, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just fulfilling all the stereotypes. But here, you know, we're all friends. It doesn't matter.
It's awkward doing a big build-up of like, you know, so everyone get excited because we've got Matt O'Kine.
Oh, no one cares half the time anyway. No one really cares.
There's some radio rules you always stick to. Don't talk over the lyrics, you know.
Yeah, those kind
speak
of things.
Normally with an actual, like, you
they're
know.
They're all
don't...
boring lyrics. No, I mean, no. They're all boring rules, you know. It's like, oh, don't eat Martin's souffle from the fridge at lunch. Like, whatever. I'll do whatever I want.
Well, Matt O'Kine's here. They always say keep these little bits out of the breaks. Very quick, Matt. So let's get to Gang of Youths.
Yeah.
Stick around. We'll do a proper chat after this, hey?
We'll intro you properly.
A proper intro. Tom and Ollie, the Comedian's Second Home, Matt O'Kine. Thanks for hanging around.
You didn't say that why aren't I an ARIA award-winning comedian, Matt O'Kine?
You are an ARIA award-winning comedian,
yeah,
aren't you?
It was very difficult. They're very sharp.
Well, our producer, Belle, who loves you, like, she's obsessed with
Does
you.
Does she?
She didn't even put Belle on
didn't
your...
Belle didn't say that when she came down to get me from the door.
I posted a photo of her being obsessed with you on our
She didn't even
account.
Put that ARIA award on your sheet.
She was playing really cool, and now she's looking really embarrassed about it.
Producer
Thank
Belle.
Thank you, Belle. It's really nice.
She's only 19, so she gets very
Come on, Producer Belle, buzz through. What do you want to say to Matt? Come on, mate.
You're really embarrassing.
Oh, okay, turn down the speaker beforehand.
You said you're really embarrassing, but yeah.
Well, I'm really embarrassing.
He's embarrassing.
No, not you.
How am I embarrassing?
Oh. Come on.
Anyway, I'm sorry I didn't put that on the sheet.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm just having a go. Just having a laugh.
Best album? What did you win it for?
Best comedy album.
Oh,
comedy
cool. Album. Not blues or like jazz or anything.
Nah. The deathcore EP that I put out a few years ago just didn't get the traction.
Yeah.
Didn't get the traction that I was hoping for. Such a shame.
Oh, well,
those kind of tunes don't get on this station. They get on other stations.
It's good.
It's good. You've probably worked on. Now, you've done something that I would love to do.
What have I done?
Break out of radio, get into comedy. I'm stuck
Is that why
with
the
Tom?
Bars are on these walls? I was wondering, I was like, is this like some stunt you're doing? Is that why your ankle is chained to the desk?
Look, just break out away from Tom. And, you know, whether it's comedy, music, I don't care. But, I mean, are you enjoying being out of radio life and doing full comedy stuff?
No, I mean, you guys have so much fun every night. It's exactly the same as me. I had so much fun every morning and I miss it all the time. But sleep is rad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was doing breakfast radio, so I was always tired. But, I mean, you know, I made a TV show last year. That was fun.
Yeah.
But getting to get back into it and do stand-up and stuff, it's been awesome, man. It's been a really fun 12 months.
How is Stan? Is he doing well?
Stan, he has a very big chair in the office.
Okay.
The Stan at the Stan Network. Yeah. Stan was good. I had to...
The other guy, of course. On Stan.
Yeah. I had to.
What?
It was a tough one because, you know, the show is, you know, every writer will take things from their lives and you know, utilize it as inspiration. Anyway, so the show I wrote was about a guy from Sydney who works in a radio station.
Oh,
an
weird.
Indie radio station. Anyways,
wow.
Anyways, he's half African.
Relatable.
He's half African. He had to get an African dad. You know,
crazy.
He has an African dad in the show.
Yeah.
But there's not many old African actors in Australia. Okay. I mean, this look harks back to. I don't want to get political. it harks back to.
Diversity,
1968 white Australia policy. Anyway, whatever. There's not that many old. Black people in Australia, let alone...
Oh, mate, you can't be saying that on these M's, mate. You
on
can't
my
be
dad. Anyway, look, the point of the story is the producers were like, can your dad audition for
just
the role of
your
character's dad?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, he's a dentist. Like, there's just no way. They're like, oh, we'd really appreciate it if it did. And then so my dad auditioned, you know, terrible. Absolutely shocking. The producers are like, yeah, no, he's no good. Can you let him know that he didn't get the role? Then I had to call my dad and tell him that he couldn't be my dad.
They made him audition
and then
let him down.
Like, nah, you're not his dad enough. We'll find someone better who's probably better your dad than your actual dad. So the old man's very angry with me.
And so how close to it was this character to you? I mean, is it, it's about picking up and love and all that stuff?
Oh, look, I mean, there's heaps of stuff that you can just make up on a TV show, which is the beauty of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people really want to get it like it's some, you know, expose of anything. It's What's not. I mean, there's just some dumb stuff that we you know, we made, you know, my character do. But there's some stuff that happened as well. You know, like, I remember Alex Dyson, literally, I was just talking to him, my old radio co-host. He was saying, he was like, if I was watching the show, in episode two, my character gets a message from someone on Instagram, slid into the DMs and says, you know, let's do a stranger fantasy where we, the whole thing was, the person has said, it's always been my biggest fantasy to meet up with someone in public, but pretend we're strangers and then for some hot, you know, fling to ensue, right? And
some stranger sex.
So my character does that in the show, meets up with this person and pretends to be strangers. Alex Dyson was just telling me then, he's like, if I didn't know that you did that, I would think it was completely unbelievable. But
it was true.
That happened.
That happened.
Well, it was weird. You know, I'd just come out of a very long-term relationship. I'd never done anything weird like that. And so I think I misread it a bit too much because I was kind of like, we somehow got into the talk of fantasies and, you know, I was kind of like, oh, it's always been my fantasy to, you know, get on a bus and no one else is on it so I can choose whatever seat I want. You know, like I was just sort of having fun.
Yeah.
And then she said, yeah, it's always been my fantasy to meet up with someone who I've, you know, organized to meet up with someone but pretend we're strangers and then for the hot thing to ensue. And I don't know.
Was it hot? Was it good?
It was, man, look, without going into any detail, and I don't want to sound gross. Okay, honestly, I'm well aware that this is...
We're gross. It's okay.
I know. I just don't, anyway,
you got a brand
dating,
to protect. You got a
this
brand.
This happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, it was just a bit weird because I was trying to be a stranger, you know, and I'm like, and she's like, you're Matt. And I'm like, no. And then she's like, no, you're Matt. And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, we've been talking online. And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And then anyway, and then we walk around the corner and we start kissing. And then this dude just walks past and goes, oh, Matt O'Connor. Damn it. It's so hard to avoid this situation.
Well, stick around, Matt O'Kine. This is too much fun.
A lot of stuff there that older blokes wouldn't have probably got. Like, let's get the focus back to some more core Triple M values.
Yeah, sorry. True. Stick around, Matt O'Kine.
Sorry.
With Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's the power of comedy, Tom. It's the season for comedy. Melbourne International Comedy Festival is happening.
Yep.
And we've got Matt O'Kine in, who's doing a full run of shows, Matt.
Yeah. Tell us about the Hat Game, which is your show.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. This is my best show that I've done in a couple of years, actually.
Oh.
Probably since the last one, The Other Guy, which got turned into a TV show. I'm really, really excited about it. The Hat Game, basically, it is about, not to ruin anything, but essentially about 10 years ago, I'd just moved down to Sydney and I decided that I was going to try and make it into the Olympic team.
Oh my God.
But not the Australian Olympic team, right? Because remember Eric the Eel?
Yeah.
Okay, so Equatorial Guinean swimmer competed in the Sydney Olympics. It was terrible, right?
Yeah.
But somehow made the Olympics. And I was like, how did this guy get into the Olympics? And I looked into all the loopholes and stuff that, like, the Olympics have. And, like, basically they say that you can send one – at the time, definitely, this was the case. You can – any country can send one male and one female swimmer to compete in one race at the Olympics, provided no one else in the country is legally qualified.
Right.
So my dad's from – Ghana, right? And Ghana allows dual citizenship.
Yeah.
So I essentially needed to come up with about $500 to apply for citizenship. And this is when I was like 20 years old. I was so broke, man. I was straight up comedian second home.
These days, that's petty cash.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
$600. I got it in my shoe right now. Do you need some?
No, I'm okay.
I walk on notes right now. That's all I do. It's more comfy.
Sorry, you worked at the ABC. We're in commercial radio.
I can't lie.
Do you know who you're speaking to?
I owe the government so much money.
Let's be honest. We're the night show on a commercial station. You worked breakfast at the ABC. I think we're on more, mate.
You guys have a fridge of amp. Marshall fridge. Yeah, you guys are killing
bottles
it.
Bottles of water?
Anyway, look, stop rubbing it in. I needed to win $500 and I went to the casino one night and I ended up playing it was a game called Heads and Tails, but essentially one of the panels that I needed to win on was a guy wearing a hat and it always stuck in my head. I'm not going to tell you whether I won or not. It's convoluted. Trust me.
So we shouldn't have asked. There's gags though, there's real anecdotes.
I had a goal.
Yeah.
And I worked my ass off to get there. Okay.
So that's the message of the Hat Game.
Yeah. So come and see the show.
Well, for tickets and info, head to mattokine.com. which is a great URL. Well done.
You know, it was one of those ones, because I used to have it as MatthewOkine.com.
No.
But then people, because Matthew has the in it, people thought that the URL was Matt the Wokine, and everyone would just go, what is a Wokine?
Yeah. You've been woke.
I was woke 10 years ago, man. I don't know.
Well, what we've done here, we've turned our board over. This is like the B-sides of our ideas. Matt O'Kine. All right.
I just did relationship with someone you've never met. Already done that one.
Yeah, you have done that. Do you want to ask on 133353 for relationships with someone you've never met?
Or is there other ideas you're reading here that you might jump out?
I always love what was in your food.
You want to do what was in your food?
I'm such a fan of what was in your food.
No, this classic is mine.
Do you know? Okay, before so we start this, I read something like an article on the internet that talked about what's in your food, because originally, you know, the veganism movement talked about people have been sort of rebelling against red food dyed drinks and
sorry,
food.
Sorry, we're on. Come on,
no,
mate.
I know,
veganism.
I know. Anyways, because
maybe
a lot of
your lefty greens.
There's a lot of red drinks and red foods that are colored with a red dye that is made out of tiny little insects crushed up from South America, right?
Okay.
The cochineal. Okay. Cochineal. Insect.
Oh, what is this?
So, anyways,
mate.
Mate, it's in like Campari and stuff. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It was up until 2006.
I'm on board now.
Anyway, look, I read into it, and the American food and dietary requirements or whatever, food health and safety. The document that I read said that it's standard practice to have no less than you're allowed up to 60 body parts of. Insect in every 100 grams of chocolate. Like that's the allowed amount of body.
60%.
60, no, just 60, 60 body, 60 individual little tiny
body
insect
parts.
Bits.
In how much chocolate?
100 grams. So in a block, 60. I mean, we're talking
a lot of
tiny
bugs.
Little bits.
So if we asked 133353 what was in your food, you'd say
the 60 little insect legs, the little gnat toes that I'm nomming on every time I have a bit of top deck.
All right.
Plankton size.
I suppose
it could be different in Australia. Please don't sue me, okay? You're in some chocolate factory right now, fishing out all the insects, going, I'm doing better at my job than the Americans. Okay, I'm just saying that's what I read on the internet, which is always often wrong. So please.
133353, what was in your food? We're probably talking more like maybe you're at a restaurant and something was delivered that was wrong. A takeaway sandwich.
Yeah.
It's sushi roll.
It's realnews.com stuff, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Found an earring in a pizza once.
Oh, well, you should have said that story. 133353, what was in your food? Tom and Ollie, Triple M, and Matt O'Kine. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Matt O'Kine's hanging out as we are the comedian's second home, and well done to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival for starting today, the third largest comedy festival in the world.
Well done.
And we own it in Australia. It's great.
Matt, is it one of your favourites, the Melbourne one?
Oh, hands down.
The best?
Hands down. It's like, because I mean, weather-wise as well.
Yeah.
Edinburgh can be, it can literally rain for 28 days straight, and it can be so depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impressive, but...
a lot of rain. Well done.
Yeah. No, the festival is impressive, but no, Melbourne's brilliant. I love it so much. And also, something about Melbourne makes me just want to eat noodles all day long.
Oh.
Which, you know, is why I guess, not why I'm... talking about what was in your food, but I mean, I am always drawn to food.
Well, 133353, what was in your food? That's what Matt has picked off our B-sides on the back of our board for questions. But we do have Beck on 133353. Hey, Beck.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. What was in your food?
Well, it was more so we'd ordered McDonald's takeaway and got home, and I had ordered a chicken burger and was about to eat it. My brother knocked it out of my hands because he noticed it was actually a fillet of fish, and I am deathly allergic to seafood.
Oh, no.
They saved your life.
And was not fantastic.
No. And so did he also like knock the chips out of your hands and everything? Was he just knocking stuff out of your hands? Was he just trying to give you a hard time?
Typical little brother, but no, the chips were the only thing I can eat, so it kind of put me off McDonald's for a while.
Oh, really? My girlfriend was at McDonald's just recently and realized that it was going to cost less to, I think it was cheaper to order a double cheeseburger than the single. They had some special. But she didn't want a double cheeseburger. She just wanted a cheeseburger. So she ordered the double cheeseburger without one of the patties.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, can I just get the double cheeseburger, but only one patty, please?
A lot of bread, though.
Then they gave it to her, no patties. Just bread roll and cheese and a pickle.
Those staff doing their best effort, man. Leave them alone.
Hey, I used to work at McDonald's. I've been in three of their ads. Praise to them.
Just quickly, though, Beck's phone call there. Producer Bell, you said we could have a lot of fun with Beck and Beck's phone call. What was that about? Why we have fun with Beck's phone call?
Well, I just, it's a bit off topic, and I thought you'd rip into her. That's all. Don't question me.
In front of Matt. We're nice people.
Come on,
we're
mate.
Nice. You're people. Setting up Beck, was it?
Yeah, Beck.
No, oh, this is Beck. That was Beck on the phone.
You set up Beck. You're the opposite of her brother. He was trying to save her life. You're trying to bring her down. That's rough,
on, mate. I mean, we would never
You know what? I had respect for you, Belle.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Thanks.
We would never make fun
of her.
Did she
say thanks that you had respect for her? She just lost any respect.
Joking, Belle.
Patrick, last one. What was in your food?
Hey, guys. So it was actually from a fast food restaurant. I won't say who, just because they're always super good food anyway.
Yeah,
but went for the fried chicken situation. Yeah. Went to go eat it. My wife was like, babe, that doesn't look right. Ended up being a bat.
Wait, excuse me. Sorry, what?
It's a bat. So, it had like kind of like a left wing that was still hanging a bit, and I was like, maybe it's like a chicken wing. Anyway, I've looked in it, and like the head and everything was still good to go, and it had like the full-on like nose and everything.
No, no, you're lying, Patrick.
I'm not lying. It was dead set.
You're batshit crazy, Patrick.
It wasn't in here too. It was in the States, so hopefully it doesn't happen.
Imagine if that's actually like the Joker's way to bring down Batman. Just a massive
eat all the bats.
11 secret herbs and spices.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know who it was.
I mean, there's plenty of other places that do herbs and spices.
Well, Matt O'Kine, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us.
Tom, Molly, thank you for having me.
For tickets and info, head to mattokine.com. Go see his show. He's playing in Sydney as well, and Perth, if you're in Perth, I don't know why you'd be there.
If you happen to be listening online or whatever.
New Zealand Comedy Festival. Yeah, I mean, you're everywhere.
Anywhere around the world, please come along. Definitely check it out.
Absolutely.
A pleasure to have you, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.